Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Well, at the Minnesota Farm Fest, I visited with Kent Beadle of CHS Hedging as he talked about his experience on the opening panel of this year's Minnesota Farm Fest.
Your main topic to start things off, a very interesting one, and it's actually a newsmaker one for sure, market disruptors for 2022. Talk about some of the things that you brought up during the discussion this morning.
Well, there were a lot of things that we touched on. You know, we have one going on right now in that we have our Speaker of the House, Pelosi, has decided to make a visit to Taiwan that risks some potential retaliation from the Chinese. And our markets are certainly reflecting that that concern these last couple of days. But more broadly, we talked about inflation and some of the root causes of that that started with COVID. We're talking about the interest rate hikes and the possibility that that could lead to some recession at some point in time. And I talked a little bit about how agriculture does in recessions. And historically, we looked at prices of a number of different commodities from the beginning of a recession to the end of a recession. And, you know, I was able to report to the group that, you know, some years prices actually go up during recession in agriculture. Some years they go down, some years they're steady. The conclusion is that it's probably going to be a lot more driven by the underlying supply-demand fundamentals for each crop as opposed to any impacts from the general economy.
It's an interesting time in the market. I always say every year we've had trade policy issues, we've had commodity prices, we've had weather. We've had every year it seems like, oh, this is as worse as we could possibly get. And this year seems, I think, to top that because of the war and everything else with inflation, government policy. Again, weather is a factor. So let's just kind of piece this apart a little bit. Talk about just the volatility in the market that we're seeing right now. I remember back in the day, boy, if we moved a cent or two, that was kind of a really good day. Now it's 20, 30, 40, 50 cents in a day.
Yeah, well, last week, just as an example, November soybeans were up, I think, $1.56. And we've given back more than half of that already just in the first 2 days this week. Some of that is weather. Some of that is the Pelosi trip. And then some of it goes back to Ukraine. And of course, corn has fallen back as well. And we've got a ship of corn that left the port of Odessa, which leads to some optimism in some quarters that maybe we're going to be able to get more ships out of those ports and hopefully other ships in and loaded with new crop wheat and then back out to help deal with some of the potential famine issues in parts of Africa and the Middle East. So lots of volatility for all of these issues. We have some questions about whether or not markets should be moving substantially lower off this Ukrainian story. One of the things we talked about today is the number of issues that are going to have to be resolved for a lot of ships to be going in and out. Obviously, the mines that are in the water are the biggest issue. Those mines are resulting in huge insurance policies for shippers to go in and out of those ports. That's going to make the grain much more expensive. Shipping firms are going to have lots of trouble getting crews and captains to try and navigate that situation. Obviously, these are life-threatening issues that we're talking about, and that's a lot of risk. You're going to have to pay people a lot of money to take that risk on.
This is Inside Agriculture.